All right, coming up.
Oh, this is upsetting.
Right.
This guy's finally found himself and he can't tell anyone.
Welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
Hello and welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
Hello,
welcome. We're back.
Yeah.
Happy 2024, Dan. What are you looking 2024 forward to?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
What's 2024 the year of?
It's 2020 poor.
Oh, really?
Let's be real.
What? As in you've got the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's great. What about you?
It's 2024 play.
Well, I'm leaving. I'm totally leaving. That was quick for you.
What do you mean for me?
Right, let's do it.
Okay, so it's a new year, so we're doing things slightly differently on again and on gay.
Dan's now the gay one.
Yes.
We've Congratulations. Switched.
It's like that film Freaky Friday.
Oh, that would be great, actually.
Yeah.
I would hate that, though. I wouldn't know what I was doing.
Neither would I.
Anyway, we've decided, though, we're going to start every episode with things non-gays can't say.
Yes. Basically, if you've got a question that you want to ask James, but you're too scared because you're worried about getting cancelled,
yeah,
then I'm basically allowing you to channel that through me.
Right.
On this podcast.
Yeah, because non-gays, you have to live in the shadows now.
Yeah,
it's not
really
acceptable to be a white straight man anymore.
Yeah.
So this is going to be your safe space.
Exactly.
White straight men of the universe to ask us whatever you want.
Yeah, because it's hard out there.
It is.
Yeah.
Give me an example of how difficult it is to be a white straight man in 2024, Dan.
I can't get a job at the BBC.
I mean, you have a job at the BBC.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Right, so utter bullshit. Anyway, welcome to Things Non-Gays Can't Say.
Yes, so if you've got a question, get in touch. How do you get in touch?
You can message us on Instagram, on TikTok, at GayNonGay.
Yes.
You can send us an email, us at GayNonGay.com.
So this comes in from Gavin. Why do you need to douche? He says it's going to get messy anyway, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, is it not?
This is off the back of that video we posted where I talked about my douche disaster.
Right.
Where I forgot to clench and it went all over the bathroom floor. A lot of people were like, why are you talking about this? But I want to make everyone else feel safe and happy to douche. Like I want to remove the stigma of douching. So I'm happy to talk about douching. I'll be a douche influencer.
Right.
And any day of the week. So Gavin's question is a fair one, I guess. What is it again?
It's going to get messy anyway.
Why do you have to douche? Because you don't really want it to get messy, do you?
I don't know.
Well, it's not a great smell. Some people might be into it.
Yeah.
I think the ultimate thing to remember here, Gavin, is that if you are thinking about having anal sex yourself, then don't worry about it. If it is a bit messy, it's okay. But it's probably better to be clean, but it's fine if it's messy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Like, because you want to take pride in who you are, don't you? So...
Yeah.
You want it to be an enjoyable experience. You don't want to have to do loads of washing afterwards.
Right.
There's a bed, loads of bedding and stuff.
But that's, I mean, you should probably do that anyway, right?
What, after having sex?
Yeah.
Do you wash your bedding after every time you've had sex? Don't lie to me, Dan.
Well, it depends where you've spaffed, doesn't it? Like.
Exactly. So if you don't, end up with poop on your bedding, then you don't need to wash it, do you? Especially if there's no other.
Yeah, as long as you've spaffed.
If there's no other liquids.
Yeah.
Involved, then it's fine. So yeah, I would just say, like, that's why you don't need to douche. Actually, you really don't need to douche if you think you're clean. You can just go for it.
Oh, really?
But sometimes it feels good to have done it.
Right.
And the other thing I was going to say, I wonder if we should remove a bit of the stigma. Because, you know, like, since Saltburn, you know, it's now sort of seen as quite sexy to have sex with women if it's the time of the month or whatever. Like, it's okay.
I can't... What happens?
Well, he like, fingers someone... while she's her period.
Yeah.
And I think we're trying to remove some of the stigma around, like, women's bodies going through that.
Yeah.
And I reckon maybe, is it the same? Like, is it time for us to remove the stigma for gays as well?
Maybe.
If you've had a Mexican, maybe it's okay. I hope that's helped your question. Let me know how you get on, Gavin.
Yeah. All right, that's things non-gays can't say.
Dan told me a funny story on Zoom this week, and I can't remember what it was. What was it?
I went to the cinema
right
last Friday night.
What did you see?
I don't know if I should say that. what it was because it makes me sound like a dick. But okay, I went to see One Life.
This is the movie about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Right.
Last Friday. Obviously, there's nothing funny about it.
I now remember the story.
There's nothing funny about this film, so.
No, obviously not.
I went with my friend Rob, and everybody thought, on a Friday night, everybody thought that was hilarious.
Why?
I guess the inference is it's like, it's not a very, like, Friday night thing to do.
What, you and your mate going to the cinema?
Cinema to see if I'm right.
Straight people are so boring. What is wrong with straight people that they think that was, like, a big hurrah?
I didn't think they were saying it's a big hurrah.
Like oh, are you gay? Because you go to the cinema together.
I'm not sure that... I could be wrong, but I'm not sure that was that.
Why did they think it was funny?
I'm not sure that was the inference. I think because it's a quote-unquote depressing thing to do on a Friday night, I guess, is the inference.
Not really.
I don't think that.
It's art, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I also don't. I mean, Friday night, Monday morning, who cares? It's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, going to the cinema on a Monday morning would be quite wild.
Why?
Well, like, don't you have work?
Well, not everybody works Monday to Friday.
No,
so.
I guess not. But, morning cinema anyway, that feels weird. Anyway,
you should try it. I do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you and your mate,
Rob,
went to the cinema to watch a film called...
One Life.
Which is about the Holocaust. Yeah,
it's a brilliant film.
Okay.
And there's this guy in front of me that just got his phone out. And obviously, if you go to the cinema, it's dark. So if anybody does anything, even if they just flick their watch or whatever, the whole room notices.
Yeah.
And this guy got his phone. He must have been at least five years younger than me. He got his phone out and went on Facebook, right?
So he was like 45.
Good one. Anyway, I found it so uncomfortable that he did that during a film about the Holocaust.
That you started laughing?
Yeah.
Throughout the whole film?
Not for that, well, for the amount of time that he was doing it,
You just started pissing yourself.
Yeah, and then I remembered.
That's pretty bad, Dan.
I remembered that Andrew Scott of All of Us Strangers fame
and Hot Priest from Fleabag,
yeah,
as he's mostly known,
he was in Hamlet, right? This is a news story from a couple of weeks ago. He was in Hamlet and some bloke got his laptop out and started sending emails
during
Hamlet
whilst Andrew Scott was acting.
Yeah
That's insane.
Yeah, so Andrew Scott. See, I don't know why I find this funny. I find the whole concept funny because I just know so many people that would probably do this.
What? Get a laptop out and start sending emails?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
I mean, I
wouldn't put it past you, to be honest.
Put it past you?
There's no way I would do that.
Yeah, you would. You'd be like, oh, I've just got to quit.
I would not. In a play?
Yeah.
No. I have a real respect for... art, actually, Dan.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Thank you. Right. I know. Thanks. I can't finish a book, but that's slightly different because it's private. But if I'm watching something, I'm not going to get my phone out or my laptop.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't. Of course it wasn't me.
Because you're always trying to blag free Wi-Fi somewhere, so I wouldn't be surprised. You're like always wandering around trying to find a place with a Wi-Fi spot.
Well, are you not?
Not really, no. Why? Just use my phone.
Well, yeah, but it's not...
I just pay for it and just tether it.
Yeah, but it's not as good, and you can't send.
It is actually a lot better.
It's getting
it's
better.
5G.
It's getting better.
It's a lot quicker than shitty Pret Wi-Fi.
Well,
that you're using, going around the country, just hopping in Prets, left, right, and centre. The amount of meetings I've taken with you where you're in a Pret. And how did the other people react when you're like pissing yourself at this?
Well,
movie?
My friend was like, "What are you laughing at?" And I was like, "Look at this.
That's so awful, Dan."
Yeah.
I mean, did you not think of the subject matter and stop yourself laughing?
No, because I'm not laughing because it's... Well, I am laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing at the total lack of...
Why didn't you say to the guy?
Because you can't start going down that road because then because you're becoming the problem then and causing more of a disturbance for everybody else.
I actually don't think you are becoming the problem.
No, I think you are.
Could you not do that, please?
No, but then you... And then what if they say no?
Well, you've done your bit, haven't you?
Well...
I guess then you can piss yourself. I actually have had this situation happen to me.
Really?
Yeah, and I did say something. So I can attest to this being okay.
Was this during one of your stand-up?
No, I was at a Celine Dion show in Vegas. It was 2016, it was New Year's Eve, and I'd waited my whole life to see Celine Dion live because I'm obsessed. And I was so happy, I couldn't actually cry, even though I really wanted to just cry. And the person in front of me was filming it and sending text messages and stuff, which is fine, do what you want. But their brightness was so loud.
The brightness was loud.
The brightness of the phone was so bright that it was like blinding me.
Yeah.
I mean, I sort of stick with the word loud, to be honest. It was loud.
Right.
It was filling my space.
Yeah.
So I just said, hey, I don't mind you messaging or whatever. Could you just turn your brightness down? Because it's like blinding me.
Right.
And they did.
Okay.
And no war broke out. We were all fine.
Right.
And it was, so maybe you could have just said that. Like, could you turn your brightness down?
Yeah, I could have done that, but I'd have to lean. I mean, this is getting silly, but I'd have to lean over, and I just think making it even more of a disturbance.
Right.
Is.
But and the email guy, like, just leave the theatre, no?
Yeah.
Just go to the loo and do it. Go to your prep.
Yeah, leave and go to prep. We're only a few months on from the debacle that our friend Vanessa Feltz caused when she said on This Morning, she was promoting that one should sing along in the audience at a musical. Do you remember this?
Isn't the whole point of going to a musical that you know, that you sing along to all the bits you know, and then when you don't know the words, you just make them up? I mean, isn't that what everybody does very, very loudly while eating an ice cream?
And the whole theatre community went
sort of do, yeah.
Went ballistic, and Vanessa had to apologise.
I don't really get why everyone's getting so angry about people singing in theatres.
So I thought it was funny. I don't go to musicals. I hate them more than anything. So I wasn't aware really of what goes on. So I kind of thought it was funny. But it turns out like a musical is not a concert. Do you know what I mean? So you're not supposed to be doing that, apparently.
You can at the end. They normally like say sing along right when they're finishing it.
To be honest, it's part of the reason why I don't really like musicals, because I find it bizarre to be like sung at and performed at and having to stand still or silent. That is intrinsically bizarre.
Yeah, you can't do a mosh pit at Mamma Mia.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you like.
I would love that.
So,
but it's a different thing. I don't.
Yeah.
I like.
Well, it's not for me.
I don't like people performing for you.
I like to be immersed.
Really?
Yeah. I like it to be as minimal separation between the performer and the artist and the audience as possible.
So when you're getting a coffee or whatever, do you like to go behind the till and just like really get involved with them as the barista's like pouring your flat white?
I would love to, actually, because it's like, well, I could just do that. Because you're taking quite a while. I can, you know what I mean? I could just do it. My friend used to do that. My friend used to do that in bars all the time. If they were just taking forever, he would just pour his own pint.
That's so bad.
Well, he was like, I'm doing them a favor. Like, everyone's a winner. And I was like, yeah, I mean, to be honest.
Had he already paid for it?
Yeah. Or, yeah. I can't remember the.
Right. So he hadn't then.
I don't know. But like, I think he thought he was doing them a favor. And he was, technically. But I guess it's not the done thing, is it?
Not really. Anyway, I just think everyone needs to chill out, to be honest. Andrew Scott needs to chill out. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's just an email, isn't it? You got to do what you got to do.
Right. So you've changed your tune.
Kind of.
Five minutes ago being like, I would not do that. I respect art.
I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm just saying, like, if you want to do it, then just do it. Like,
right.
Whatever. Who cares? Life's too short. I mean, if I was Andrew Scott, I'd be like, great, I can just go. I'm being paid. He's being paid.
Yeah, but
chill out.
He's not doing it for the paycheck necessarily.
I'm sure he is, babe.
I'm sure he's not.
I'm sorry for calling you babe. I'm sure he is. Welcome back. It's Gay and Non-Gay. And I'm James. I'm gay. He's Dan. He's non-gay.
Yeah.
And it's time for our new feature called Agony Aunt.
Right.
Now, only I can say the title of the feature.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we had a few other ideas. Dear Queerdry.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like the name of a agony aunt.
From the Sun.
From like the 70s.
I think she's still knocking around.
No, she's not. Is she? So is Mystic Meg, but she actually did die. They've just kept the feature name.
Who has? The Lottery?
No, the Sun. It's Mystic Meg with some other bird. Why am I speaking like a straight man?
What?
Bird. Sorry, I apologize.
Is it?
Mystic Meg with whoever it is.
What do you mean with?
Well, whoever. If the feature's called Mystic Meg, but it's hosted by someone else.
Right.
Because Mystic Meg died.
Right.
So anyway.
To quote you, this other bird doesn't have enough of a...
Dear Deirdre.
It doesn't have enough.
I don't know who she is.
Enough clout, so they have to use Mystic Meg's name.
So anyway, welcome to Agony Aunt. This part of our episode is going to be dedicated to your stories, basically.
Right.
So we're going to be your gay and non-gay fairy godmothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dear a gay and a non-gay, I am a completely straight man, I think. Like many straight men, I still have the exact same friend group from when I was in school, even though we're now in our 30s. We are pretty average height and pretty average looking, except one guy. This guy is 6'6 and looks like Thor, with the Chris Hemsworth muscles and everything. Oh my God, so hot. I am not a skinny guy, and he once picked me up and I felt weightless in his arms. I pretended to be all flustered, but I kind of was. It's an ongoing joke that I fancy him and I play up to it, but I think I might actually fancy him. We've all been friends for 20 years and he's getting married next year. I'm not really sure what I'm meant to do. Is this just a harmless crush Or should I be honest at the risk of our friendship?
Right.
Oh, this is upsetting.
Right.
This guy has finally found himself and he can't tell anyone.
Well, possibly.
What do you mean possibly?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe what?
So he's in love with this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy is straight and getting married to a girl.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Right. So what he wants to do is go on the internet. go on a porn website, basically. Look for people that look like this guy.
Oh, God. Right. How did I know that's where you were going?
Because that's what you do.
Okay, go on.
Find a bloke that looks like this bloke.
So find someone that looks like your friend.
Yeah, yeah. And then after you've had a few wanks, like...
Oh, my God. You think that's enough to just get rid of a crush? Just...
That's like a real thing. Like, I'm not even jesting, really. Like, that is like a real thing that...
People do.
People do, yeah.
It sounds like something... You've done.
No, I haven't done it. I'm not in the game. But like from what I gather, I think I read it in Cosmo or something.
You're not in the masturbation game.
Not really.
Dan, you are allowed to fancy people outside of your relationship. You know.
Yeah, but
it would be really unhealthy if you didn't.
Well, possibly.
Right.
But be that as it may.
So you could admit to looking at porn. It's fine.
Well, be that as it may. That's what.
So you don't want to admit that?
Well, it's irrelevant. It's not.
Well, it is really. If you're dishing out advice, I think you should probably take your own.
Well, no, because I'm not in this situation.
Okay, so I don't know if Dan's advice is great because it's kind of ignoring the fact that you might have some kind of emotional connection to this person and just jumping straight to the fact that you want to have sex with them, which actually isn't even written or inferred, to be honest.
I've got another suggestion, actually.
Okay, great.
Go on social media, like Facebook probably, and find some old photos of the bloke. Or some photos basically where it isn't all that good. And then after a few of them, you'll be like, actually, this guy's not all that.
Gosh, you're so 2D. I've never realised that before.
What is that?
But like, you don't have any emotions. What about the person, maybe they like their friend for who they are.
Well, that's fine then. They can continue to hang out, can't they?
Oh my God, right. I think your advice is absolutely awful.
No, it's great because it's...
I think if your friend is getting married, then... You probably need to let them go through that journey without disrupting things.
Yeah.
I think it would be awkward to tell them, oh, I really fancy you, by the way. But I don't think it's unhelpful to confide in your friendship group that you might be having feelings for men in general.
Right.
Maybe you should say to your Thor friend, I think I'm having feelings for men. Like, is that crazy? See what his reaction is.
Right.
Hopefully he'll be a great ally and a friend and wingman you in the clubs.
Right.
And if he looks like Thor... then he's definitely going to be a good wingman.
Right.
So get out there and meet some new guys that can kind of replace the emotion you're putting onto this one friend of yours. Because if this is the only friend you've ever had a sort of emotional romantic connection with, because he picked you up once and he's really hot, then you'll be able to access that feeling for other guys as well. He's not the only one.
All right.
Do you disagree?
What James is saying and what I'm saying can work in tandem. That was...
Any aunt. Do you want me to say it every time?
I think so.
Have you ever said that word?
Which word? Agony?
No.
No.
You've never said the word?
Well, other than about cigarette, maybe. But
right.
I actually don't even like that.
Because in America, everyone says it all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like, this, that.
Right.
Oh, stop being such a... Like, you know, all between gay people, but it's like fully reclaimed now.
Right.
And I think I'm okay with it.
By America, you mean New York.
Well, actually, I also went to Chicago and have friends in LA, Dan. Right. But yes, okay. I meant I was in New York. Well, thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. We're at Gay Non Gay.
Yeah.
Please chat to us on there. Let us know if you've got any stories for any aunt. And we'll see you next week.